Okay, we are up and recording. If you'll begin by stating your full name and title for the record, please.
Sure. My name is Amy Schleicher, and I'm a regional livestock specialist with the University of Missouri Extension.
Well, Amy, we've talked to our listeners quite a bit already about this Pearls of Production Women in Ag Conference that's coming up, but I understand there's going to be a hay production session there as well. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. And actually, we're going to have a session focused on hay production and then follow that with a separate session on pasture management and things like that. So the reason why we divided that is some of the topics are similar, and then there are some portions of that will be, you know, very different in terms of thinking about hay management versus pasture management. But in our hay session, we are going to talk about some of the basic things that are important to understand when you talk about managing forages. If you know what makes those forages tick, so to speak, you can do a better job of managing them. So we're going to get down to some basic things like forage ID. Sometimes we try to identify what's in our pastures or our hay fields. That's easy to do if it's got a seed head, but we're going to talk about some forage ID. Also talk about weed ID, since whenever you deal with forages, you've got weeds too. And so it's important to be able to identify what we've got. And those are good basic skills for the ladies to have. We're also going to get into physiology, you know, why we have to manage forages the way we do. And it has to do with different forages grow different ways. And so we're going to get into some of those specifics, talk about quality, what does it mean, why is it important, how do we measure it. So we'll even get to practice taking a hay test, looking at some sample results, and then actually putting those into practice. So we'll let the ladies, you know, run through some scenarios of, okay, so I got my hay test back, this is the quality we're looking at, I've got maybe a herd of beef cows that I'm wanting to feed over winter. You know, is this hay going to be good enough? So we're going to go through some example scenarios that they are likely to face in their own operations. I'm going to talk about fertility. I think that's something it's important to think about. You know, whenever we take off a hay crop, there is a significant value of the nutrients that are contained in that hay. And thinking about the value of the nutrients we take off, you know, what do we need to do as far as fertility programs on that hay ground so that way we can continue to keep those forages healthy and productive. We're also going to talk about hay feeding systems, because whenever we feed hay, a lot of it gets wasted. And so that's money that's getting, you know, trampled into the ground. And so we're going to talk about hay feeding systems and how, you know, that can be a way to think about reducing, you know, hay wastage when we feed it. And then we'll also talk about, you know, different things like stockpiled fescue. It's not really hay, but it's another way that we can kind of extend the grazing season. So that is the hay session in a nutshell.
And Amy, are you going to be there for day one or day two or both?
Valerie Tate and I will be teaching those two forage breakout sessions, and then we will also be there on the first day for the general session.
Okay, very good. So a little bit of both days. Now, in preparing for this conference, we've talked a lot about how many more women we're seeing in ag today. Is that true when we get into specifics such as hay production? Are you seeing more women getting involved there as well?
You know, we taught the forages session at our Pearls of Production conference last year, and we had a good turnout for our forage session. I think that perhaps for the forage management side of things, might be a place where, you know, women are interested, you know, in getting involved in the operation and help manage those things. And so, you know, whether they are part of a husband-wife team or they are the sole operator, I definitely think it's important, because so much of the, you know, there's such a significant part of the profitability of the operation that's related to, you know, forages, you know, management, feeding, et cetera. I think it's an important one for them to have a good base knowledge of. So we're really excited, and the ladies are always so interested in learning more and are such good students and have lots of good discussion and feedback, and so we're really looking forward to it.
Well, the whole program sounds like it's going to be great. Lots of hands-on there, too. So we'll be happy to put more information, again, on our website for how people can get registered for that conference. Anything else that you would like to add?
You know, just a little bit on the afternoon session. I probably, the first breakout session on Saturday will be on hay production. The second session is going to be focused more on pasture management. And so we're going to talk about some similar things. We'll be talking about, you know, forage and weed ID, things like that. Also getting into quality and fertility, but more on the pasture side. We're going to focus a little bit more on the fescue toxicosis issue in our pasture session in the afternoon. And I know with, you know, as many acres as there are in Missouri, you know, that are, you know, where we're growing tall fescue, that's an issue that beef producers, you know, and other livestock producers that are, you know, have grazing animals face is with tall fescue and the toxicosis issue. So we're going to focus on that a little bit more in that session. So if ladies are interested in learning more about it, that would be the one to attend. And then we're also going to talk about, you know, it's fun to look at some of the tools and technology that's out there. And so we're going to talk about some tools available for monitoring forage production because, you know, once you can kind of measure things, then you can track and, you know, look at performance and growth and be better able to manage, you know, pastures. And so we're going to talk about some of the tools that are available. And then we're also going to run through some practical scenarios because a lot of the questions that come in the extension office, you know, have to do with, well, I'm dealing with this issue in my pasture. And so we're going to run through some example scenarios. So the stuff that we talk about at our session, we're going to run those ladies through some example scenarios so they can start to think about applying some of that information that they've learned. So we want to make it as practical as possible. So things like weeds or, you know, pastures that just don't seem to be growing, or maybe it's an insect issue, thin stands, whatever. Just kind of some of those common things that they deal with in their beef operations on their pastures. We're gonna run through those. So it's gonna be a fun, like I said, more of a pasture focus, but it's gonna be a fun way kind of to apply the information practically.
Well, a couple of great sessions, lots of information to cover. Amy, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. We'll help get the word out, hopefully send some ladies your way.
That's we really appreciate it. Thank you for the call, and thank you for working with me.